host Ron Lyons with another KEW Beatle interview, and welcome back to KEWB, John, Paul, George, and Ringo.
Thank you.
Nice to be here.
Well, it's good to see you all again. John, since I talked to you last time, I'll ask you the first question. What do you think the reason is for the Beatles' unquestionable popularity?
Oh, a variety of things, as Paul would say. That's about it. Yeah, I don't know. If I knew, I'd form another group.
Well, you know, there's one thing, really, that really amazes me. You know, you first started out in England, then your fame preceded you here, and when you finally did arrive, well, it really goes without saying, the impact you made in our country. But what about your impact internationally? Are you this huge everywhere?
Yes, well, we've heard that our latest record came into the Australian top 20, right in at number one, which is very nice. And I think it's selling in Finland and Sweden and other places like that too.
Big Ed.
How nice.
Yeah. Well, anywhere else?
Also Ireland. Israel, I believe.
Oh, yeah. Israel, to mention but a few.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. In the Bay Area, man, you wouldn't believe it if I told you how many calls I get and questions and dedications every night, but you are unbelievably big. I mean, in the San Francisco Bay Area here.
I'm glad they like us anyway.
They say, you know, I don't mean to hurt any of the rest of your feelings, but Ringo, I get a lot of questions about you, so I want to ask you something. One of the things I think that makes you so very big in your own stage appearances is your personal appearance. How did you decide on those weird-looking outfits?
I don't know. We were just walking around town, and we looked in a shop window and saw a round neck jacket, you know, one of those. And we liked it, so we went and just bought an odd jacket each, and then we decided to get suits made for the stage, and that's how it started, you know. We've worn them ever since.
Mm-hmm. Being so far removed from your local scene, such as England or Liverpool, are the kids over there wearing your outfits?
Yeah, quite a lot of them are wearing it. Quite a lot of them aren't. There are a few that are wearing it. I've seen an old man in one as well. I've seen an old woman. I saw four old men. Top that.
Okay, I give in.
You know what I think? I think part of your whole shtick, man, is putting the whole world on, particularly each other. I know this is probably a loaded question, and I'm sure you already know it, but would you please just collectively, together, I want to see if you can do it, give me the first records that really hit big in America. Hit big in America.
Me, from me to you, she loves you, I want to hold your hand.
One thing I particularly noticed in all the records, which is nearly everything you've released that has been big, the words I, me, you, first person have been included. Is there any particular reason for this?
No, I think the only idea about that is that when we sing songs, we prefer to sing ones with a sort of personal touch, you see. So the best way to get that into a song is just to write them with I or you or me or him or through or by or that.
Well, I'm going to tell you one thing I bet you're not even aware of. Out of all these hit songs that you mentioned, man, there were about two or three that weren't released in this country. But the people here in the Bay Area wanted to hear them so badly, did you know they imported them from Canada? That's true. Well, guys, thanks very much for being back on KWB with Ron Lyons, John, Paul, George, and Ringo, the KW Beatles. I appreciate it very, very much.
Pleasure to be here.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
And here is the one, or one of them, that they couldn't get, so they took it from Canada. But now it's on the Beatles' second album. For your pleasure, I give you Roll Over, Beethoven.
Gonna write a little letter, gonna mail it to my local DJ.
Travel further and around.
like a glove.